Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Salty Sisters. I'm Brianna.
I'm Kristen.
Hello.
Hello.
I hope everyone had a great Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Although it feels like Christmas here in Northern Michigan because we woke up to a really thin layer of snow this morning and everything looks just so magical, even though it's basically January.
It does look magical, and I just can't believe that we're even talking about this because it should have snowed all the time already.
Like, I'm just going to hop into our Christmas recap because the weather is like my top thing of Christmas. I mean, Christmas here in Michigan was just fine, but it was so weird. I mean, we basically hung out. We kind of had our big Christmas dinner Christmas Eve with, like, you know, steak and the pie, whatever. And then Christmas Day, it was just kind of like a football day for us all, right? So, like, Mark and I went on, like, a really long walk that morning. It was, like, 55 fucking degrees. And we were walking back home, and the water was, like, glass. And we said we should have gotten our kayaks out. And that's one of my regrets of Christmas, is that we just didn't get our kayaks out. It's weird that I can even say that we should have gone kayaking.
Yeah, Christmas was really good. I will say that you guys were really good hosts.
Yes.
Phil and I have already given Mark too many accolades, but his steak he cooked was, like, the most perfect steak. And I would take that steak over any restaurant steak ever.
Well, and here's the funny thing that I was thinking about. You know, before we lived here, we came and visited for Thanksgiving with you guys and whatever. And we always kind of had, like, Wagyu steak. And this was the, like, maybe second time we've gotten the filet, just regular filet from Tosky Sands. And it was so fucking good. I didn't miss the Wagyu is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. No, it was really good. And your pie was really good. And I went home that night. I had not been that full in, like, a really long time. I was extremely uncomfortable.
I'm just going to say this to the world, like, patting myself on the back. I, like, did so well with prepping, which I'm not good at, like, getting organized before it. But, like, Saturday before Christmas Eve, you know, I did the pie stuff. I did the potatoes. And my pie was so fucking good. I was really proud of myself.
Okay, good job on the pie.
Thank you. I know. It's braggy, but I was
just
really happy with how it turned out. I can't wait to make another one.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Yeah. Yes, we got some good photos of it.
Okay, yeah. I'll post a picture of my pie on our Instagram so everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Is there any other Christmas highlights we missed?
No.
It was a pretty laid-back Christmas.
It was. Lots of football.
Really crazy football games.
Yeah, Sunday was full of crazy football games.
I don't even know what else to say about it other than, I mean, the 49ers lost, the Chiefs lost, the teams they shouldn't have lost to, although I know it was a big rivalry day, but just...
Well, 49ers lost to the Ravens, who are a team that they should technically lose. I mean, they're both really good.
Yeah, but, like, I guess they just did not look good. I mean,
right.
Purdy threw, like, 3 interceptions or 4 interceptions.
Five.
Well, the other quarterback threw one, too. Like, I think there's 5 total.
Oh,
but I think Purdy only threw 4.
Gotcha.
I don't want to.
Hey, get that bad game out of the way now, you know, when
exactly.
It doesn't cost you your
exactly.
Playoffs. What are you clicking on right now?
It's been a really weird week for clicking and not clicking on things for me. I haven't, like, I've been off work this week. And so there hasn't been a ton of, you know, clicking for me. But I will say it seems like those, the Sister Wives people have been all over, like, my news feed. And it really makes me mad. Who watches that shit?
Okay.
And so
I have not seen that at all over my news feed.
Why is it on my news feed? I don't watch it. Maybe it just knows that it, like, annoys me. Like, it's that thing because it's just the dude with, like, the creepy curly hair. And... like that, those 1,000-pound sisters with their...
Still, again?
I know.
From last week? Okay.
It's never ending. Like, I haven't really seen anything crazy come up this week that I've clicked on. There's just been mainly things I haven't been clicking on.
Got it. I did click on the Taylor is the Yoko Ono of the Chiefs.
Oh, no. I told you this
oh
was going to happen.
Calm down. It's funny. It's just funny. That's the only Taylor thing I clicked on that I just chuckled at because I knew it would get to you.
Well, like, what did it say?
I mean, that people are saying that. It's just her fans are coming to her defense. Who cares? And then I'm not clicking on anything else. Travis and Taylor, I don't really care about their Christmas.
Oh,
I don't about her, quote, consoling him after last week's loss. God.
I feel like you are doing a 180 on this Taylor and Travis relationship.
No.
No, okay.
I just need new stuff.
I did listen to their podcast again this week, which was good. But now it's all kind of like the rumors are swirling that T-Swift is going to be on their podcast before year end or like for the holidays, which would have to be this upcoming Wednesday, you would think, because I don't know.
That would be weird.
That's just what the rumors are saying, man. I do appreciate that. I mean, I know the Eagles won and the Chiefs didn't, but I do appreciate, like, him and his brother are pretty, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but, like, pretty positive, like, looking forward. You know, like, they don't, like, sit there and, like, bitch about it and, like, complain, like, oh, like, poor me kind of stuff. It's just like, hey, like, this is what we have to do to get better. Like, even though the Eagles won, like, what's his brother's name?
Jason.
He was saying that, you know, everybody out there needs to, like, step up their game. And Travis did say he was a little bit embarrassed about throwing his helmet.
As he should be.
You know, it happens to the best of us. Brady was a big helmet thrower and he got a little upset.
Brady. God.
I like their podcast. It's decent.
Good. Yeah, I'll have to give it a listen.
What else are you clicking on?
Eminem is in a legal battle with the Real Housewives of Potomac.
I saw this headline, so please continue.
Two of the Real Housewives of Potomac have a podcast named Reasonably Shady, and he is like trying to have them not have that name.
Are you serious?
It doesn't even remind me of him. The whole thing is really fucking weird, and like he's now like got a protective order taken out because he doesn't want to appear like in court over this. I don't know, man. The whole thing is just odd, but Eminem, like, I love Eminem, but this is a little, like, leaning, if you ask me.
So, I saw the headline, actually, right before I came up here to record, and clearly didn't click on it, but the way the headline was written, it was like, Eminem takes out protective order against whoever from the Potomac, so I was thinking they were just, like, bashing him or something. I have no idea what I was thinking, but definitely not suing because of their podcast name.
Yep.
Woof.
Yeah. So the whole thing is fucking stupid. I mean, I'm not mad I clicked on it because I think it's hilarious. But
do you remember how weird it was, like, maybe 3 years ago where all of a sudden in the Oscars that Eminem came out and sang Lose Yourself? Do you remember that?
No. Was that the Will Smith Oscar slap year?
I honestly don't remember.
Are you thinking of the Super Bowl halftime show he did?
I'm certainly not thinking of that at all. This is before. No, so it must have been, like, 4 years. I don't know. It was just that made me think of it because when is the last time you've seen Eminem besides the Super Bowl?
Right. Yeah. Things I'm not clicking on. One of the main things is this is not meant to be funny, but as people know, I don't like the Huffs. That being Julianne and Derek Huff, and his wife apparently had brain surgery, and this is like the best thing that's happened to him because he can post all about it and try to like gain a lot of attention from it, and I'm not here for it. I'm not clicking on it. I don't care. This poor woman, I can't even imagine the journey she's got to go through with this brain surgery, and now I've got to see pictures of him trying to like help her walk. Keep it in the home. Ugh, I hate these two.
I don't really like love oversharing when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know, there's been a lot of things in the past decade that I can like pull out of pop culture that has been super oversharing on social media. I did see the photos just of them two, like, embracing on Christmas or something. They didn't quite hit me as hard. But, you know, now that I'm really in on Dancing with the Stars, I've got a little bit more of a soft spot for the Huffs than you do.
Oh, my God.
So sorry I said that out loud.
And then have you heard anything about this movie, Saltburn?
Saltburn?
I don't know. Is that what it's called with Jacob Elordi? Saltburn?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Saltburn?
Oh, my God.
Fill me in. Fill me in.
It's really gross. Basically, it sounds like a weird fucking, like, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's just cut all this out. Basically, he masturbates in a bathtub, and this guy who's got a crush on him, like, slurps the water out of the bathtub. And it's, like, making people, like, throw up and, like, get, like, I'm seeing this on social media. Like, not skinny but not fat has been commenting a lot about this, and she finally, like, people have these horror stories of watching this movie with their relatives on, like, Christmas.
Oh my God. Like,
I think this movie just starts out one way and, like, takes a turn. I, like, have no idea.
But so it's out?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, Christ.
So, my understanding is there's some good performances. Like, Rosamund Pike is in it, and she has a really good performance. And
oh, Gone Girl Girl?
Yeah. Huh. So, yeah, this is just the thing. It's, like, everywhere, and I just don't understand.
Dude, here's the thing that I do not understand right now. I feel like you and I are pretty similar with, like, our thoughts and things that we, like, click on or don't click on. why the fuck does my shit look so different from your shit? Why am I getting 1,000-pound sisters and sister wives and all this weird stuff? And you're getting, not that that isn't weird, but maybe more relevant things that I would like to be seen versus yin and yang fat sisters.
Hey,
they were 1,000 pounds.
Just calm down. God.
I just don't understand the algorithm.
I don't know why. It's going to be fine. Let's talk about some 2023 headlines.
Okay. I'm going to go through first the ones that I have, like, forgotten about. So the first one was the Jeremy Renner snowplow accident.
Question.
What's up?
How did you come up with your list?
I thought of some stuff myself, and then I just Googled, like, top 2023 pop culture moments.
Okay. Jeremy Renner's accident was this year. Man, that was crazy.
It was
really
like January. It was like New Year's Day of 2023. Okay. Yeah, it seems like it was years ago.
He's doing really well.
I love Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
The Ocean Gate submarine.
Ooh, I have that too.
Oh my God. Yeah. I completely forgot all about this.
Yeah.
This is how it says something about the world and just like all the information. I mean, this happens with any other, like any big thing that happens, but just like how quickly we forget about this. But do you remember? It's just like they have 36 hours left. If they're alive, they have 5 hours left. Just insane.
Yeah. No, that was crazy. It reminded me a lot of like the kids who went into the cave in Thailand like 6 years ago or something, and how obsessed the nation was with that. And have you watched, I mean, this is diverting, but like the movie or the documentaries on that?
We for sure watched the documentary. I think you recommended that we watch the movie, and I don't think we have yet. I get it confused because I think there's a few type of things around that kind of story, so I get it a little bit confused, but I've at least seen the documentary, which is just fucking nuts.
I mean, basically that they had to drug these kids.
And, like, drag them out.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Anyways, that's kind of what Ocean Gate reminded me of, the modern day.
And then turns out they're all just dead all along, you know?
True.
Ugh, gross. Let me see what else I forgot about. I really only put this in for you, but Succession ended in 2023.
I have that too.
And I got to watch it like live because I finally took your advice and watched the show.
There has been several shows that I've recommended to you over the years. And it has taken me like the twist, like the constant twist of the arm, sometimes for years, for you to finally watch these shows. One of them, Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
Another one.
Shut up.
Probably Parenthood.
Shut
up. And then Vanderpump Rules.
Fuck off. I know. I was going to say it.
And Succession. And I just can't believe it took so long.
Which is so funny because I look at shows like Friday Night Lights and now Vanderpump and just how like they're in my rotation of just like favorite shows. What would my life be like if I would never have watched Friday Night Lights?
What would your life be like?
Texas Forever.
If you lived in Petoskey and never watched Vanderpump Rules and then Scandoval happened and I had all this knowledge and you had none.
I actually am really genuinely curious about people who did not watch Vanderpump and then heard about Succession and what happened. Because I'm
Scandoval.
Assuming... What?
Heard about Scandoval.
What did I say?
Succession.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Scandoval. Because cool. I'm assuming it's one of two things. They either went back and started watching Vanderpump or two, just completely blocked everything Vanderpump out of their brain because they thought it was stupid.
Or just jumped into that current season or something.
Sure. Which you and me are both on that season right now. Season 10. You know?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Okay. Yeah. So Succession happened. Great show. Like, that is for me and will probably remain a rewatchable show. In fact, and I know you didn't really think so, but leading up to every season, Phil and I would rewatch the prior seasons and they hold up so well.
Yeah. I think the time will come that I will rewatch it, but it's not that much of a rewatchable for me, but it is a very well done show.
Right.
Damar Hamlin?
I know. I have that too.
Jesus.
That happened on January 2nd. I thought that happened at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, no. Speaking of just another tragedy that swept the nation for about, I mean, how long was it before we knew that he was going to be okay? It was at least a day or a couple days, right?
Oh, yeah. I think he was, like, in the ICU.
I just remember watching that and, like, him getting carted off and going to the hospital. And, like, I told Mark, I'm like, he's dead. I'm like, there's no way. But look at, miraculously, just completely fine.
Right.
What else?
Do you have anything else on your list?
I have a ton of stuff on my list. Those are just the ones that I kind of like forgot about. But here's some other highlights. Scandoval, obviously. Matthew Perry was
Hold on. Let's talk about Scandoval.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's gonna go into like my podcast. So let's wait on Scandoval.
Okay. Matthew Perry, that was just the one that stuck out because it's the one that has most recently happened. Super sad. I still like I forget what channel Friends is on. It's on all the time, like 24/7.
Like TNT.
It's really hard to even like watch it now because it's just super sad. The Pedro Pascal fever really hit in 2020.
Did you? I wonder if you and I read the same article.
I wonder. So, I mean, the Gwyneth Paltrow trial, like, do you want me to read these? I don't know.
No, Gwyneth Paltrow trial is on my list. Let's talk about that. I have such a deep love for Gwyneth Paltrow, and just the fact that that trial happened, that this man, like, sued her and it went to trial. She showed up. She was put on the witness stand. She had so many good one-liners.
I lost a half day of skiing.
It's just her outfits. Everything was amazing. Her kid, I think Apple went on the stand.
Her kids are so fucking cute. I know. I mean, I feel weird saying cute because I think Apple is like old or yeah. Like whatever.
Same with Reese Witherspoon's kids. They're so cute. I'll name a couple. Taylor Swift dated Matt Healy.
Ugh, I really hate that. Like, I wish that never would have happened.
It's pretty gross. He's kind of a gross guy. Like, what was she thinking? I mean, she obviously just wanted to like get her fuck on.
A little bit with, of a rebound.
With like a little rock star bad boy or something.
I just like, I don't think he's cute. I don't really like the 1975. And I, yeah, it's kind of reminded me of when she dated Tom Hiddleston for that quick after Calvin Harris or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever. But look at her now.
I feel like they must have had like some crossover friends with like Phoebe Bridges
random.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
it was random.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that really everybody has just kind of forgotten about that because, ugh.
I didn't forget. Never forget. Tom Brady retired.
Oh, yeah.
This year again for the second time.
And final time.
Got divorced from Giselle. Yellowstone drama. Yellowstone, by the way, is the number one show. Okay. Kevin Costner basically doesn't want to do it anymore. He asked for a ton of money. And like season 5, part 1 is done. And they haven't even started. Well, obviously with the strikes and everything. Like season 5, part 2 is not happened yet, and I just don't think it's gonna happen.
So he's not done. Like, he was supposed to do part 2 of season 5?
Yeah, but like, oh, the least amount possible. Like, he wants to be there like 2 days filming and then that's it.
We did 1899 or whatever the
which
fuck
one that. Is that Tim McGraw?
Yeah, the Tim McGraw Faith Hill. I've tried to watch Yellowstone. I've watched like the first couple episodes probably like 3 times now. I don't know what my problem is. I fucking love Kevin Costner. And I just can't do it. I don't know why. And it's embarrassing.
Well, you did try starting Succession like 5 times, so.
Yeah, but like what I can say about the first episode of Succession versus Yellowstone is the part that kept me coming back for more was Greg barfing in the animal suit at the amusement park, where I can't even tell you what happens in the first episode of Yellowstone except the one girl like is like a boss bitch. I don't really know. That's it.
Yellowstone's good. It's very like nightly soap opera.
It's like your parents' show, but everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except us, apparently.
And you also did not watch the one after the Tim McGraw and Faith Hill one.
I didn't, which I should, because again,
it has Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
That is so good. It's okay. Like you're watching like an action-packed movie.
So I will eventually get on board with that because 1889
and like 1921 or something like that.
That was really good, super depressing, which is right up my alley, and it was some of like the best TV that I've seen. So yeah. I will for sure watch it. It's, you know, eventually.
Along the same lines as the Yellowstone drama, the Kevin Costner divorce definitely had me clicking. It's just so drama filled, and he seems like a real prick. Basically.
I mean, also like the amount of money that lady was asking for. I don't know anything about her. I don't even know who she is. Do you?
No.
Okay. We want prenups.
And then another thing that I have on here, I know you've probably had this on your little rundown and we just never talk about Ariana Grande.
It's a rundown office.
I know, because you say it like every fucking episode. the Ariana Grande drama with Ethan Slater.
So I didn't have this, but I did listen to the Spidey 16 Minutes of Fame, and they did talk about this.
Oh.
So I'm kind of excited now to talk about it.
All right. I have a little timeline here. Feel free to interject, okay?
Okay.
November 2022, Ethan, who is a weird-looking fella.
He looks like he's 9 years old. It's so weird.
He writes a sweet anniversary post to his wife, mother of his children, 10 years together. December 7th, 2022, Wicked starts filming in London. January 2023, Ariana Grande and her husband separate. Okay, but no one finds out till months later. May of 2023, he wishes his wife a happy Mother's Day. blah, blah, blah. And then Ariana shows up in July without a wedding ring. And then those two are just rumored to be dating. She is like a man stealer. This has happened before. I think with that one girl who used to be in Glee who died.
Oh, God.
I think she was dating
Naya Rivera?
Yeah, Naya Rivera or whatever. She was dating like a rapper, Big Sean or something. And Ariana Grande, like some situation happened. Like, I don't think Ariana Grande is a good person. And I do not like her.
I would not trust you around my man. It's a good thing you don't have a man then, Lala. I have never been an Ariana Grande fan. I don't like any of her music. I don't think she's talented. I'm very sorry. She's just kind of out of my age group, I feel like. Like, I'm just kind of, like, too old for her, maybe. That kid is fucking weird. He's weird looking. They talk about this on the Heidi and Spencer podcast, so I don't feel that bad saying it. But they gave this their biggest scandal of 2023 because they were too proud to give it to Vanderpump because of they're so jealous of how much attention that scandal got. So they said it was Ariana Grande. Spencer basically just says that he cannot believe that somebody like Ariana Grande like jumped into a scandal of this magnitude with whoever that kid is. And also, he does look like he's, like, 11 years old. It's
gross.
It's so gross.
She's gross. Like, she's a really good singer, I think. And, like, I had so much empathy for her when she went through the shooting that happened at her concert in the UK.
Oh, holy shit. Like, I forgot about that.
She's probably been fucked up for a while. I mean, but, like, this and her situation, it's not cool. Don't be that woman.
You gotta make better life choices.
Yeah, you know? Because this isn't gonna last. We all know this.
Absolutely fucking not.
I mean,
separate for a couple months and then start dating.
Yeah. Make it till
I
you
just
make
feel
it.
Like this is always such a, not like a purposeful attention grab, but like, what the fuck do you think is going to happen here? Right. Like, hey, Tom and Raquel, it's the same thing. Like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? She bleaching her eyebrows. Like, she just looks so different than, yeah.
Well, she's Glenda, the good witch. Last thing on my list is Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner divorcing. That was so in the headline, and then it is just gone. Obviously, like, they're working out. They're amicable. I think they were just in London with both of their kids or whatever.
Do you think Sophie Turner is just so happy to no longer be married to the least cute Jonas? Is he the least cute Jonas brother?
I think he's probably the cutest Jonas brother.
Really? Oh, I do not think so. I don't know what the other one's name is, but the one that's married to a...
Priyanka Chopra?
Yeah.
I don't think he's cute.
I feel like he is the cutest one, but they're also like 4 feet tall. They're super short.
Yeah.
Yeah, team Sophie on that one, you know?
Right. But I'm glad that they're working it out. And she's dating some billionaire right now, so we're multi-multi-billionaire.
Do you think the lesson of all of this stuff, you know, the cheating, the divorce, is that maybe celebrities, if they're in their early 20s or mid-20s, they just maybe shouldn't get married until
100%.
They're a couple of years older.
Yeah. That's it in a nutshell for me with my 2023. Anything else for you?
I don't think so. I will say that a couple more snippets from the Heidi and Spencer podcast from their top 2023 moments. They said the meanest person / biggest brat of the year went to Andy Cohen. And I still didn't really understand why.
Oh.
It's something to do with the housewife.
They have a, like, I don't know if it's a real feud or a fake feud, but he had at one point said Heidi couldn't be a real housewife. So she's, like, they've taken that personally.
Oh, so Heidi Montag has beef with Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
So. But I don't really think it's, like, real beef, because I'm sure if he was, like, come on my show. Like, I don't think he, like, likes them that much. I don't know. There's something.
They gave the Biggest Loser award to Kim Kardashian and Northwest. They basically said she was a bratty 12-year-old with no style. Well, she's super rude, especially with that Met Gala comment about, like, that pearl dress or whatever, like, looking fake. I guess the designer of that dress was super offended, and Kim didn't come to, like, her defense. She just sided with her 12-year-old bratty child. So that was pretty funny. And they also thought it was just super crazy that with that Taylor interview for Time magazine, where she kind of brought up the whole Kim Kardashian feud again, that she stayed silent on it. Yeah, they just basically said Taylor is better than Kim in every way.
It's so true. Here's the thing. I think the Kardashians, like, they're so off my radar now.
Yeah.
And I don't really care about them. I don't click on them. I just don't care. And yeah, I agree. Northwest does seem like a brat. And I'm sure she is.
She sure totally does. You know who else I don't need to hear about? It was fucking Travis Barker buying his kid. Like, it wasn't a Ferrari, but it was a really fucking expensive car. $140,000 each of those cars cost. I don't care. Like,
Hey, jealousy. Just kidding.
Travis Subaru.
I will always click on Scott Disick stuff, though, and he is dating somebody new, which I want nothing but the best for Scott Disick. Lord Disick.
Do you think that him and Jared Leto look alike? Have you seen those comparisons?
I have. Sure. I mean, like, I can see it.
I feel like if you're Scott Disick, you're really happy about that. If you're Jared Leto, probably not as much.
God, Jared Leto seems like such a douche.
Do you know that he's, like, almost, isn't he, like, almost 60 or something? He's fucking old, and it's so weird that he looks exactly the same.
Like,
it's
what weird. Has he even done with his, like, what, name me 4 Jared Leto movies or projects.
Fight Club.
No. He's in Fight Club?
Yeah, he's the bleach blonde guy who gets the fucking shit kicked out of him. Okay. Fight Club. Urban Legend. He's in the one Joker something, and yeah.
My So-Called Life.
Meh. And he's in the band 30 Seconds to Mars.
He was in some Lindsay Lohan movie about Lennon, I think.
And he's in that movie where he is, like, a woman or something. He won the Oscar for it, I think. He's definitely not in Mrs. Doubtfire.
I don't think he's won an Oscar.
Hey, fact checker.
I got it.
I'm scrolling.
I got it. No, let me look. Google.
I'll look how old he is while you do that.
Jared Leto. Oh, he won Best Supporting Actor for Dallas Buyers
Club. Dallas Buyers Club. He's 52.
Oh, that's not that old. Jared Leto fights...
I love that you don't believe me that he was in Fight Club.
Gross.
I mean, and 52 is old for him only because he looks exactly the same. He's kind of like a what's his butt funny guy from Knocked Up and Clueless and
Paul Rudd,
except yeah. Paul Rudd is super cute and he's not. I think that's pretty much it for my top 2023. Here's to 2024 and all the new things that'll bring us.
I told you this already, but for the listeners, I started looking at 2023 moments and I accidentally started looking at 2022 moments. And I'm like, the Will Smith Oscar slap was this year? And I'm like, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, that was this year? Holy shit. And then thank God I realized it was 2022. Yeah. Good mm-hmm. stuff, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so Scandoval. I started listening to the American Scandoval.
Which isn't out yet, right?
It is.
Oh, okay.
The first 3 episodes are out.
Okay.
It's on the Ringer Podcast Network, and it's so good. Like, basically, like, the first episode is them just kind of, like, going back to the beginning. Did I talk to you drunkenly about this last night?
Let's go back. It wasn't last night, but we've talked about this.
So how, like, they talk about the Brandy Glanville, Eddie Cibrian.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And they have all these clips. And it's amazing. And it's just so funny because Brandy Glanville's like, that's that Shanna Marie girl.
You drunkenly talked to Mark about this last night.
I know. Mark knew exactly the
yeah.
situation
yeah.
with Eddie Cibrian and Leon Rimes. Do you remember how they met? It's on a Hallmark movie.
Gross.
Shooting one.
I do remember that, yeah.
Anyways, Brandy Glanville was like my favorite Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't like her anymore, but she has some good zingers.
Is she still on that show?
From time to time. She's like a guest of sometimes.
It just, my favorite episode that she's in is when they're at the dinner party in Vanderpump. And it's like that one Arnold Schwarzenegger guy. And he's like, the only one who is stupid is you. And then they're like fighting back and forth about something. It's just
what
really
Arnold Schwarzenegger guy.
I don't know. It's some husband to a Beverly Hills person. And he is like, has kind of the same accent as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Whose husband?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
You're worthless. I want to know.
I mean, season 2 episode. I don't know.
All right.
You know, it's the same episode where Kristen Doty calls Ariana, see you next Tuesday.
Anyways, it's a really good podcast. Katie was listening. My best friend, Katie, started listening to it, like, last night. And she just, like, loves it. I highly recommend it.
These are reasons I'm excited to, like, start working again so I can get back on my regular podcast schedule.
For sure.
What else did it offer you, the podcast?
It was a good nostalgia. I thought they were just going to, like, be recapping, which I didn't want. But, like, they also have interviews from, like, Juliette Littman and Rachel Lindsay, and they talk about, like, back when before The Ringer, when Bill Simmons was with ESPN, and Grantland is what he started, and David Jacoby and Juliette had the Right Reasons podcast.
Yep.
And so I remember listening to them at the gym in, like, Grand Rapids, and they would start to talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Like the B-side or something, right?
I don't even know. They just started doing it on that podcast, but it was so good. They loved it.
I do remember that because you would always talk about that podcast and, like, if you start watching Vanderpump, you can start listening to this podcast.
And, like, they talk a lot about Jax and how Tom Sandoval just wasn't really, like, even that fun to even watch. And like, it was the Jax and Stassi show. And
yeah, or even like that cute. Like, nobody really likes Tom Sandoval.
The biggest takeaway from like the first couple seasons is that he shaved his forehead.
Right, and uses a hair straightener and more products than Dodie.
Right. Do you want to move on to what we're watching?
Yes. We're in a real tough spot of TV right now because we're in a lull. But I will say, so we're on the fourth and final season of Jack Ryan.
Is there four seasons or three?
Four.
Oh, okay.
This one must have just gotten released.
Okay.
So we're on the last episode last night, 15 minutes left, and I look over. This guy's just bobbing for apples over here. And I was like, I mean, it's this big shootout scene. I was like, are you serious?
Hey,
he's like, I'm just so tired.
It's a long day.
I'm sitting there like mouth agape. So I'm really excited to finish that. Do you remember the show, or did you ever watch Kevin Spacey show?
House of Cards?
House of Cards.
Yeah.
That like shorter, older man. He's like kind of gray. I don't know what his name is, but I love him. And he's in Jack Ryan.
Was he like the... with the prostitute?
Yes.
I thought he was so handsome.
He is so handsome.
He's so handsome. Okay.
And I love him so much, and he's so good in this show, but I'm at the point where I'm like, God fucking just please nobody die, you know? Anyways, so it's very good. And the really highlight of season four for me as well, I'm going to rope this back to Felicity. You know, Berkey in season two, like you're Nat with a G. Berkey season two of oh, God. Well, he's in season four of Jack Ryan. He does really well. And so is Megan's mom in Felicity. Maggie? Oh.
I wonder if Berkey will be on the new podcast that's coming out. One of the interviewees with Megan and Sean.
I only know that. Ian Gomez said no.
I don't know who that is.
Javier?
He did?
Hi. Oh.
I don't know his name.
Man. Yeah, Amanda Foreman was pretty... I think she said that a couple times, that Ian Gomez is the only one that said no. So I know. Is there beef? We don't know.
We're definitely going to give Jack Ryan a watch again.
Yeah, you totally should. The only thing I'm really watching kind of on a more consistent basis is The Americans. I forgot my fucking phone at the gym today, so I could only listen to music. But I'm on the last episode of season one. Really good episode. And I was so pissed off that I forgot my phone. So, yeah. It's a great show. It's super weird going in between The Americans, Jack Ryan, and Felicity. Like, it's just this mind fuck of like, oh yeah, that was a spy on a different show. And this, it's just kind of funny.
For sure.
Yeah. What else are you watching?
Well, I watched a lot of Christmas movies last week, including some real faves, Little Women, Winona Ryder, not the new one.
I have a question. Have you seen the new one?
No.
Will you see it?
No.
Because you love the old one so much.
Yes.
Sames.
You know, Winona Ryder was, like, nominated for an Oscar for that one. Like, it's just so good.
I did also watch Little Women and The Family Man, which I know you're going to get to, when my big prep Saturday holiday day, which really got me in the Christmas spirit. But you forget. I mean, it's got the young Kirsten Dunst in it. It's got Claire Danes. I mean, Susan Sarandon. And it's got fucking Christian Bale.
Right.
Just such an amazing cast of people. And I do feel the same way, where it's just so nostalgic, that one. Even though I love Emma Stone.
Yep, she's in it. Emma Stone.
I can't do it.
Florence Pugh. I mean, it's a good cast. Emma Watson, but like, Emma Watson?
Hey, who's Hermione? Watson or Stone? It's Emma Watson.
Smoky Mountain Christmas, for all you Dolly Parton lovers out there, if you've never seen Smoky Mountain Christmas, that's your problem, your fault.
Watch Lorna.
And Family Man, so good.
I always, like, I'm so glad you brought that movie up, because I had completely forgotten about it. It's so good.
We watched the Barry Sanders documentary on Amazon Prime. Barry Sanders is a running back for the Lions in the 90s. One of the best running backs ever. Phil has really been wanting to watch it. And I love a good sports documentary. I knew it was going to be good, but like old football, which this isn't even that old. Like, I'm not really like that interested in. But we watched it and it was really good. And like the biggest thing with this guy, Barry Sanders, is like he retired with a fax one day before training camp. He retired early. He could have gone on to play for years and nobody knew why. And he's never commented on it. And like this documentary kind of like helps clarify it a little bit. Like Eminem's in this documentary, like all these celebs who love, yeah, who like love the Lions, like are interviewed in this documentary, and it's really well done. Barry Sanders is like, obviously like interviewed as well.
So why do you retire?
Like a lot of reasons. The Lions weren't going anywhere ever. They kept trading away all of their best players, all of their offensive linemen. He basically, like, watched one or two of his teammates become, like, paralyzed or almost paralyzed on the field, you know, so like he just wasn't into it. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it was a good documentary. And then we started The Night Agents.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which we
both... Is it actually called The Night Agent?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Netflix show. We both agree it's kind of awful, but we're going to finish it. It's just about, like, an FBI guy and, I don't know, conspiracies and whodunit. I don't really. It's...
Did you watch The Americans at all?
I tried. I didn't like it. Like, I was not into seeing Carrie Russell as, like, a Russian spy.
It's really difficult.
And she's... Like, skin and bones, and I don't know. The whole thing was just depressing.
She just has a petite frame.
I'm sure. I just didn't love it.
Man.
Yeah, I think we watched, like, 5 episodes or something. Yeah, maybe I'll give her another go someday. Probably not, though. It's a lot of time to dedicate to that.
Are you watching anything else?
No.
Can you tell me the two shows? I know we did this already, but the two shows you're most excited to come back for in 2024?
Like that Tell Me Lies show for sure.
Smutty.
And I wonder if that girl ever finished it.
Kate, did you ever finish Tell Me Lies?
Or did you stop watching it once you found out it was my recommendation and not Bree's? I don't know. I'm not really like...
Okay, well, I have a hot take. I did see the preview for Grey's coming back and Meredith is back, WTF, which they also showed Scott Speedman.
I saw that.
And so I am now excited for Grey's to come back, and I will go back and watch the last couple episodes of whatever season 95 that was just ended. So perfect. I'm so excited Scott Speedman is still on it.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I thought of you. And also, like, obviously I'm super excited for Vanderpump.
Yeah.
In, like, a mere 4 weeks.
Yes. The Bear and Handmaid's Tale, but I don't even know if Handmaid's Tale is going to come out in 2024. So that's all.
Yeah.
There are some great shows. I mean, yes, Vanderpump is the one that's starting the soonest, and then Survivor will just be a couple weeks after that. So we'll be ramping up with, you know, springtime TV shows, which will be exciting.
For sure.
Yeah. I have to say, I was, like, feeling a little, like, I don't know, overwhelmed, anxious-y the other night. And so Mark's like, why don't you just turn on Felicity? That always really does help. But I was watching the Hot Objects episode, which is when Ben is in that drama class. Do you know what I'm talking about? And yes. I think that is one of my most favorite Ben episodes ever. Just him in that class, just laughing at the people, the drama fucking nerds. It made me feel so much better. So
good job, Mark.
Just love Felicity so much. Sandwiched.
Other than that, it is New Year's Eve tomorrow. So lots of good football games. We're going to the casino tonight. We went bowling last night. We have just had like a fun-filled couple of weeks.
Not only did we go bowling last night, like, or yesterday during the day, like, we just had some, like, really crazy cocktails. Like, we had some food at the bowling alley. Like, it was kind of, like, 22-year-old fun, and right. It was so much fun.
It was.
Went to this weird bar by our house, like, had a fire. And then, yeah, we're going to go to the casino in a bit. Football tomorrow, you're making some delicious snacks and food for us.
I'm making beef birria tacos from Modern Proppers. Well, you know how they turn out, and we'll link it.
You're really putting a big push on, like, some fun cocktails.
Yep, we've challenged people to make craft cocktails. I'm making a punch. I still don't know what Phil's making, but he's at the grocery store now.
Do you want to know what Mark is making?
Yeah.
He's making a honey basil smash.
Yum.
I'm going to make, like, a snack to bring, but I am so unoriginal when it comes to thinking of cocktails. I mean, I bought a can of Dirty Shirley's yesterday, and it was so fucking gross. Like, I just don't have good luck with, like, making cocktails or... You know, what am I talking about right now?
No, yeah, you're good. It's just buying all the ingredients and finding one that's going to work for you, you know?
Yeah. Can I just say my funniest moment from yesterday is we were at this, like, just weird bar by our house, and I ordered a Dirty Shirley, and she didn't know what it was, so I explained it to her, and I said, it's a kiddie cocktail with vodka. And so she proceeds to pour a glass half full of vodka and then pours about 3/4 of a cup of grenadine in there and slides it to me. I said, can you please top it off with some Sprite? It was so red. I took a couple sips of it, and I think I immediately got diabetes from it, but it was a little nuts.
Yeah, then you got a good old Captain Diet.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm excited for tonight. I'm excited for tomorrow. Mark and I think we might go to Malted Vinyl tomorrow night, so we'll just see what happens. So many opportunities.
Yes. Happy New Year, everybody. Stay safe out there. Don't drink and drive.
Do not drink and drive. And don't, I don't even know.
Make good decisions.
Make good choices.
Drink clear liquids.
Have some water. You smoke a little weed instead of drinking all the time. You know, you sleep better. You won't have a hangover. Cool. Yeah. Happy 2024. We'll be back with everybody next Tuesday. I can't wait to recap our fun weekend, the rest of our fun weekend. Is there anything else we need to get in before we see each other next year?
Nah, man. Cool.
Cool.
Peace out.
All right. Thanks, all. You know where to find us. Instagram, Salty Sisters. We'll be back with you next week.
Bye.